T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Yeah. Let's do it. So you just heard Justin Rock with the update and a little bit of Rob Sala. Let's run through the audio. Let's play the full clip of Rob Sala talking about Jackson Dart. Let's play the full clip of Mac Jones talking about Brian Daboll. And we'll get back to the phones at 888-808-1019. So here's Rob Sala in his, you know, regular media availability out in San Francisco. This was posted by 95.7 The Game out there. Shout out to them. They've had me on a couple times. Here's Rob Sala, former Jets head coach, talking about young Jackson Dart.
He is uber talented. I understand why Daboll went to the blue tent. I probably would have went too. I mean, kid's good, man. He's a really, really, really good kid. I think New York hit on this one big time. He's dynamic. He's decisive. He's accurate. He's been a joy to watch over these. Just studying his tape over the last, he's been, five starts now? So, and they're doing a really good job with him. You know, they're asking him, there's certain things they're asking of him, but they're doing a good job hiding it within their weekly game plans. And, you know, I've always thought Daboll's done a really good job, him and Kafka, and they put a lot of strain on defenses. And this kid he's going to be special.
So there you have it from Rob Sala. Obviously, you guys are all familiar with him. You know, positive energy, all gas, no brakes. Commander, competitor, contenders, and all that stuff that he brought to the Jets. He was keeping receipts and all that, and Woody fired him after 5 weeks last year. And he landed on his feet. He's just fine. Woody's still paying him. And he's with the 49ers. And that's where he came from, right? It's crazy how, like, we saw him with the 49ers, and he looked like the next great head coach, just the fire intensity that he had. And then the Jets sucked that all out of him, and he went back to the 49ers, and he's right back. So the 49ers defense is currently ranked 8th in total defense, allowing an average of 317 yards per game. They're ranked 15th in rushing defense with 107 yards per game, 7th in scoring defense, 19.7 points per game. So this is going to be a challenge. Now, I don't think he was, you know, buttering up Jackson Dart, because like everybody has said it from, like, I've been pretty consistent going to get these clips of, you know, players, coaches, and people talking about Jackson Dart, and Jackson Dart, if you watch any games, you get it, right? There's enough film on him where everybody's in agreement that he's a hell of a player already. He makes a lot of plays. He has been the difference, and he's done it with less. He's done it with a backup center. He's done it with out Malik Nabers. He's going to have to do it without Cam Scataboo. And now I'm going to really look at Brian Daboll and Mike Kafka to see how they scheme and call plays. especially this week, because there's a lot of noise around, oh, Jackson Dart makes so many plays off schedule. Jackson Dart makes things happen out of structure. The coaches aren't scheming guys open. It isn't like, you know, they're calling the right plays. It's Jackson Dart making something out of nothing. Well, if I was Brian Daboll, if I was Mike Kafka, I'd want to fight that a little bit. And again, tonight we've been talking about Brian Daboll as a coach. You know, maybe he is better suited as an offensive coordinator, a quarterback coach, whatever, but he's the Giants head coach. And here's Mac Jones, who was a freshman at Alabama with him. And if you recall, he also coached Jalen Hurts. I believe he was also there when Tua was there, and Mac Jones came up right after them. But Mac Jones is going to start this week. So maybe Brian Daboll has some intel on him, some tells on him, watching film on him that can help the defense. But here is Mac Jones talking about your head coach, your Giants head coach, and giving you some insight on, again, what we don't see. The relationship that he has with players and how they feel about him in practice, in the film room, behind the scenes. Here's Mac Jones talking about Brian Daboll.
You overlapped with Coach Daboll at Alabama.
Yeah.
Your first year. What was he like as a coach?
Hell, he was awesome. Yeah, he was the best. I think we spent a lot of time together. Just I was third string and freshman, and he was installing a new offense, so I didn't really know much. So he was trying to see if, you know, I could learn the offense that he wanted to install, and he did just such a good job of like innovating for the player that was in. So like when Jalen played, he had, you know, quarterback runs and things like that, and then when Tua played, he had a lot of RPOs and over the middle passing. So I learned as a young player like how good he was at like building his plan for the offense at the time, and learned a lot about coverages and footwork and all that stuff. So we obviously still talk and stuff, and he's a great coach, and got a lot of respect for him.
Sounds good to me. Sounds similar to me. Sounds like he had a set of plays and a plan for Russell Wilson, and then when he got tired of seeing Russell Wilson get sacked and not be able to make plays, he knew to go to Dart, and he knew what to call for Jackson Dart to make plays and show his ability. 888-808-1019. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan. Ross, you saw that overtime victory by your New York Rangers?
Yeah, it's what do you say, man? I'd say it's one step forward, two steps back.
No, a win is a win, especially an overtime win. It could have been a loss, and you could be feeling different. And maybe this road trip is going to be good for them. So far, so good.
We're lucky Bouchard's one of the laziest MFers in the league, and that's putting it lightly. I mean, you even look at Vancouver, you know, you're not talking about the fact that Jonathan Quick was the one behind the pipe. I'm talking about, like, Rangers fans between the pipes for that one. Because you remember I was calling you up talking about it's just going to be just like the Mets, when just when the goals start falling, you're going to have Igor crap in the bed yet again, and everybody that was talking about, thank God for Igor. I put out a tweet, I said, well, thank God for Igor, because if it weren't for him, this may be 8-1, and that's when the score was sitting at 3-1. You saw the goal, of course, in typical Ranger fashion. We gave a first career goal to Matt Savoie. But, you know, all in all, with JT Miller finally pops one, it's about damn time. You see everybody and their mother talking about on the TL with Lafreniere. You know, Lafreniere being the unluckiest player in the league. I'm glad Taylor Radish is in. That's tongue-in-cheek. He stinks. Taylor Radish, on the other hand, I'm glad he's finally getting his flowers. He's been one of the bright spots of this team. I think he leads us in goals currently, or he's right up there, and he was kind of like a last-second kind of depth piece in a way. Him and Connor Sherry off of PTO were kind of, you know, two of the main contributors, believe it or not. But, hey, I mean, if you're, you know, you take two or three out in Western Canada, I don't know how you didn't take the game against Calgary. That was like the low-hanging fruit. But I guess you take the last two out of three, I guess it's something to hold your head high about.
Better than the Devils did, better than the Islanders did, and you got to start winning some games here.
Well, I mean, you guys are still atop the league standings, right? I think you're
well, I mean, well, you rip off eight out of your first nine, you're in a good spot. You can afford to, you know, lose a couple. But they just lost two bad ones back to back.
That's how 2023 started. I remember your boy Brett Peck. Every game was the sorry Lindy, the little meter.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, what a 180 that wound up being. Now, I don't know if everyone talk about full circle here, what we're seeing with Toronto, one of the best sports markets in the league. They love their basketball. They love their baseball. They almost hate their hockey more than they love it up there. You see Mitch Marner was in tears and not in a good way when he finally asked out. Nylander, Matthews are stuck there, and Sheldon Keefe is one of the many names that never won it with that core. Now he's behind your guys' bench, and who knows if, you know, this is going to be different here. You can't even use last year's like a litmus test just because of the injuries. You know what I'm saying? Like Hughes going down, Luke Hughes going down eventually. You know, during once the playoffs got going. How about Dougie Hamilton talk about a little bit of a resurgence? People almost thought he was like on the little, you know, last leg of his career, but kind of with Nemich and Seamus Casey being on the cusp, maybe he was like the odd man out. And all of a sudden, I think he's like right up there with you guys in terms of, you know, points, even goals as a defenseman, which is nuts.
Good start for Dougie Hamilton this year. I think, you know, most Devil fans, Dougie Hamilton's a fan favorite for most Devils fans.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no doubt. I'm just saying, if I look at us, just kind of like circle it back to the Rangers, you know, I need to drop Lafreniere. I mean, look, it's the same old BS with him. He gets all like the let off the hook because of the potential and all that. He's been pitiful. That's nothing new with him. I think you kind of got to expect the veterans to step up too. You saw Miller tonight getting the OT winner. That's a step up. Mika's actually been solid, you know, prior to what he's been these last couple of years. Panarin just looks completely like just dejected. He didn't even look like he gives a damn out there. But overall, I mean, you know, I think we're already at the point 12 games in for me specifically. I'm at the point where, no exaggeration, I trust Quick out there more than Igor. And I know I'm in the minority with that, but last couple of years I felt that, you know, obviously Igor is more skilled and all that, but for Quick, North, you know, wrong side of 30, what he's able to give you as a backup, and pretty much this being all but his final year of his career, he's posted more shutouts than Igor so far this year. So,
yeah, know, but man. Bro, it's almost 40. There, you know, obviously it's Igor's team, and you might feel more comfortable, but there's no way he'd get more playing time than Igor in the net.
Hey, one last thing. I heard those Pat bars. You know, I think I remember with Carton throughout that rap too, and I remember you were giving that a little bit of life too.
Yeah.
I forgot what that was about.
There was a Giants rap, and I think that Giants rap inspired me to rap because I heard it and like they were hyping it up, and I think I was listening to Carton and Roberts that day, and I remember I was on at 7, and I heard that at 3, and I'm like, by 4 o'clock, I'm like, if I can write something between 4 and 6, I'm going on air, and I'm going to kick a rap tonight, just to be like, nah, this is how you actually can rhyme. Like, there has to be like a cadence, rhythm, delivery, bars, not like, anyway, yeah, that actually, and then Craig came up with something. He was like, you know, rumble in the jungle. I got humbled.
Bro, it's hilarious. All I'm going to say is us Mets fans, you know, we got them playing Pink Pony Club and Dancing Queen. Then we wonder why we got City Field looking like a Spirit Halloween, bro. Happy Halloween, man. I'll talk to you.
Thanks for the call, Ross. Yeah. You know, speaking of the Make It Happen Mets.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
CeCe Sabathia was talking about the Mets. And CeCe's a baseball guy, and CeCe keeps it a bean. He keeps it a buck. You know, there's an article on Yankees.com about CeCe Sabathia feeling like, you know, CeCe said he thinks the Mets are closer to winning a World Series than the Yankees. Yes, Sabathia did say this on a recent episode of Boardroom's Network with Rich Klein. And shout out to the Boardroom and Rich Klein. And I like how much, like, that's KD's group. I like how much they are involved in baseball and trying to create content with baseball. And they show up at every All-Star game now, and they do things with baseball. But CeCe said the Mets are going to be super motivated next year because they didn't make the playoffs. It's going to be tough for the Yankees to get by after what they just went through, and even last year going to the World Series. The deeper you get into the playoffs, the harder it is to reset and get ready for the next year. The Mets still have a lot to prove with a great roster and a lot of talent. He said, I actually think they're closer than the Yankees are. And, you know, Rich Kleiman asked him on his perspective. He said, get pitching, veteran pitching. That's going to help those three young starters that you've got. They've got three young stars in the making. Jonah Tong, McLean, Sproat, they're great. But you can't expect those guys to be four or five starters, like, or make four or five stars into their... I'm reading from this video. He said they're being set up for failure. You can't expect those guys to be full-time starters after only seeing four or five starts from them. He's like, they need pros to teach them. He said, I think they're kind of set up, though, to be good. But if the Mets address their pitching, they, you know, they bring back Pete. Juan Soto was damn near 40-40. They got off to a slow start or whatever. Or they got off to a hot start and slowed down. But, like, basically what CeCe's saying in this video is that he feels like the Mets, if they just prioritize pitching and bringing some veteran pitchers and pair them with their younger pitchers to help those guys along, that their reset could potentially be better, quicker than the Yankees, because the Yankees, it's a lot to overcome, right? Like, the Yankees have to overcome, like, the Blue Jays, in my opinion, are winning the World Series. So let's jump to that conclusion that they win one out of the next two games. That looms large. That hangs over the New York Yankees. What's hanging over the Mets? The Mets' own failure is hanging over them. Like, and we all know why they failed. Down the stretch, David Peterson didn't have it. Sean Manaea didn't have it. Kodai Senga didn't have it. Like, they literally didn't have it as far as having starters and even the bullpen, right? Guys that they went to get, like Ryan Helsley, trash. Fix that, David Stearns. Fix that, and you have the hitters. You have the position players. You know, I started talking about Pete Alonso. Nowhere did you hear me say that the Mets should give him 7 years. I don't think that's happening at all. But why can't they give him five? Steve Cohen can afford it, even if... when Pete is 36 years old, if that it doesn't matter. I don't know. I think you have to bring Pete back for his production and also how clutch he was. And, like, we were putting him in MVP conversation in the beginning of the year. 888-808-1019. I know. Oh, yeah, we got to get younger. But, like, last year going into the season, there was a thought that Vladdy could be a Met, right? Because the conversations with the Blue Jays, they were far apart. But now that that's not going to happen, you can't sell me on who's going to play first base for the Mets. Vientos? I think it would be foolish. He's your guy. He has a home run record. That is going to make money itself every time he hits 300, 350, 400, whatever. You need him in that lineup with Soto. That was a big conversation last year. You have to bring Pete back. When you went to Amazing Day, fans were saying, we want Pete. And you were disgruntled with the owner because you felt like, okay, we just spent $800 million on Soto. Who else is in the lineup? Who's protecting him in the lineup? I think they bring Pete back. Honestly, don't know who else in baseball is going to bid and try to beat Steve Cohen. One, they know they can't beat him money-wise, AAV-wise. And then a lot of times you see, I used the example of Max Fried last night, like the Yankees going the extra year to get Max Fried, where that contract could be stupid in a couple years. Like, it could literally be like, come on. You went there, but it was a win now move. And it was smart because with Gerrit Cole going down, Max Fried ended up being the ace. But what I'm saying is somebody might go six. I don't see anybody going seven. Six, seven. Somebody might go one more year, but I think the number for Pete is five. And I know Boris and them came out so early saying he's seeking a seven-year deal, and he's talked about wanting to play until, like, okay, if you want to play until you're 38, 39, 40, you might have to do that on one-year deals. But as far as the Mets are concerned, I think the Mets give him a higher AAV than other teams, and they give him a five-year deal, and he's going to take it. He's going to want to stay. He's going to want to stay in the same uniform, in the same place, and continue on with these fans in that building and this team. I don't think he's going to run away if the numbers are close. I don't think, even if somebody does offer him a year more, he's going to be more inclined to stay with the Mets. Rob is in Jackson, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how you doing, Keith?
Good.
First of all, I got to say, I've been listening since you took over for Schmooze, and you have been killing it, man. It's been a pleasure to listen to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so my opinion is that Steve Cohen has made a lot of owners in MLB mad, and they don't want to deal with them. So free agents are one thing, but trade-wise, they want a king's ransom for mediocre players. So I think it's a little bit of tougher for the Mets to get these players as it is for the Yankees, because, like I said, Steve Cohen has made a lot of owners mad. I just wanted to get your opinion.
Yeah, I honestly thought they overpaid for Rodgers. I remember seeing the return with the Giants, and I'm like, yo, why would they do that? Like,
overpaid for a lot.
They gave him Tidwell. They gave him Buto, and they gave him why am I blanking on the outfielder's name now? He was like the main piece because he kind of ignited the
from Tampa.
He ignited the Giants.
I know you're talking about the same thing, drawing a blank.
Named Tidwell, Buto, Drew Gilbert.
Drew Gilbert, yeah. But that's my opinion that free agents are one thing, and a lot of free agents, when it comes down to it, they just don't want to play in New York, period, anymore. But
yeah, it's hard to play here.
And all that stuff, the owners do not like Steve Cohen. So for a mediocre 4.25 ERA pitcher, they want your best prospects. And, I love the way he pivoted with Verlander and Scherzer. And
I'm thinking about in my head the trades with Billy Epler. He was able to finesse a lot of moves at that deadline where it seemed like people were open for business. Now, with the combination of David Stearns and Steve Cohen, I don't know how much these other teams are going to be inclined to just give them players for less.
So far, not really a fan. But, when it comes down to even trades, both teams getting what they want, need, I just don't feel
this trade deadline for the Mets was an absolute L. Like Cedric Mullins,
disaster.
Ryan Helsley, Soto, Gregory Soto.
On paper, it wasn't bad.
Oh well, I remember being on. We celebrated. It was the day before the deadline. We thought that Stearns had won. We thought that he built the super pen. We were raving about it.
We thought he won when they got Verlander and Scherzer.
Yeah, and that was money. So, going into this offseason, okay, Tarek Skubal. And a lot of people have been saying, because I was saying, go get Skubal, give him whatever you want. And a lot of people have been countering, saying they're going to want everyone. They're going to want everything. They're going to want, five, six guys and your top prospects for a rental.
Yeah.
But I counter that by saying he doesn't have to be a rental because Steve Cohen has the money to pay him whatever he wants, and he's worth it because he's arguably the best pitcher in the game.
Yep, and the only thing he's really going to be good for is to drive up his value to get more money from other teams. But, it is what it is, but I just miss the guys that are I don't know if you're a Major League fan, but Rube Baker, the guys that are just happy to play the game. You just miss guys like that. Comes down to it, they're just all
there's,
about
there's an interesting dynamic here. Thanks for the call, Rob. I listened to last night. I talked about it. Keith Hernandez on the show podcast with Joel Sherman and John Heyman. I listened to the whole podcast, and Keith Hernandez talked about the clubhouse dynamic. And without saying so much, he talked about how big of a presence Juan Soto is coming into that clubhouse where it was already Lindor's clubhouse and how different those two guys are. I think the word he used was like, you know, Lindor is very aloof, but meanwhile, Soto is very serious and focused and dialed in before games, and how they didn't, their styles didn't necessarily mesh. They have to, though, because for the next part of the decade plus, they're going to be here. They're under contract. Pete might not be here. Is Edwin Diaz going to be here? That's another talking point. Have to bring Edwin Diaz back, even if he opts out. Edwin Diaz has to be a Met. He's one of the best relievers in the game. And just getting him how you got him in the trade and then paying him and then the whole trumpets thing and then like how you're able to use him. Like that, he's too much of a weapon to not be on the Mets. Like he's the one guy you can rely on in that bullpen no matter what. He's closing the door on games. If you are able to figure out how to get some starting pitching, you need Edwin Diaz to be able to finish the game, close the door. But yeah, Keith Hernandez was talking about the dynamic between Juan Soto and Lindor, and I think that's just a first-year thing. So that's over now. I think they're going to be set up for success next year, and they're going to be super motivated, and they got to be. I think Stearns is going to be more at the like mercy of Cohen. I think in the beginning, it's like Stearns kind of inherited what he inherited, and then he chose to do less in the second year because they had so much success in the first year. Now it's kind of mandated, like, hey, you got to go get pitching, you got to go get this, do that, whatever. I think they're going to work in more of a tandem, and that's how they should. It should be the brains of David Stearns and the wallet of Steve Cohen. That's how I felt they got Soto. And I know it was mostly Cohen, but that was a masterful contract. I don't think Steve Cohen drafted up that contract. That was done with Boris and Stearns as well. Like the bonus money, the opt-outs where they can match them and raise the money over the years. But Soto can't pitch. You can pay him more than Ohtani, but he can't pitch like Ohtani. So you got to get the pitching. You cannot skimp on it. 888-808-1019. It's already 1:30. I'm running out of time. But Met fans, call me up. Tell me your wish list. Tell me who you want. Tell me who you have your eye on. Wouldn't it be nice to have games where Tarik Skubal pitches 8 innings and hands the ball to Edwin Diaz 10 times in a year? I could see it. Wouldn't it be nice to bring Pete Alonso back? And then, like, Pete Alonso, I've been talking about for years on this station, watched everybody hit the Mega Millions around him. Pete Alonso watched everybody come in here and get paid, as we're talking about Scherzer and Verlander. He watched those guys count $43 million a year. Where's my money? What about me? He watched the whole pursuit of Juan Soto. They made a whole movie for YouTube about signing this big-time free agent. He watched Steve Cohen give him a sweet security detail and a clothing allowance for his mom. You think Pete Alonso's like kind of wanting to get his turn? He got a little bit of it last year. But now it's time to actually give him the 5-year deal. Not 7. Give him a 5-year deal that's solid. Can't lose another forever Met. You lost DeGrom because you didn't want to go. And that you lost DeGrom before David Stearns was here. I'm ranting. We got a break. But we'll get back to it. And then also I see Dave, we'll get to you. We'll continue with the Yankees talk. It's already hot stove. It's already a foregone conclusion that the Blue Jays are going to win the World Series. And so what are we left to do here? But come up with all these different machinations of how do we get better and what do we add to this team to fix the team from last year so that maybe this next year the parade can come to New York. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got 24 minutes left. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus. Talk New York sports on WFAN, 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
And here we go. Right back at it on the fan, man. C-Mac is in the bullpen warming up. Shout out to everybody holding in the chat. I see you guys. Appreciate you guys. Pedro in there. Pedro Medina, what's up? Jonathan. Jonathan from Los Angeles in there. The Lone Silencer says, what's up, Keith and the KM to AM crew? My guy JW Kim in there. James in there. Scrolling back up, we had a lot of good conversation in the chat. There was a hater in the chat, and he must have went to bed, though. Shout out to Lou from earlier, Peter from earlier in the chat, Joseph Clark. You know, it's funny, right? You know, there's always so many haters on the internet. I appreciate them. You need haters. If you don't got no haters, you ain't popping. But it's like, you can't hate on somebody that's getting paid to do what I'm doing, or Big Mac coming up next, that I'm sure somebody's going to say something stupid in the chat. But like, how are you hating on us, our appearance, or what we're saying, or what we're doing? This is our job. We're at work. You're willingly choosing to watch and listen. We appreciate that. 888-808-1019. You know, it turned back in the hot stove. But before we get back to the Yankee calls and the Met calls, I was doing some research because I wasn't sure about a couple things. I wasn't sure about, you know, like, I read you the Giants injury report. Here's something from Pat Leonard that came out today as far as notable Giants practice observations. Dexter Lawrence, whose name has been talked about a lot all week, wasn't wearing his elbow brace for the first time in a while. So that elbow's feeling a little better from last November. Dexter might be a little fired up to show he's not hurt. He's not trying to get traded. He's not being disrespected. And, you know, he's ready to wreak havoc. Good. Giants wide receiver Ray McCloud ditched number 39 for number 88. I believe that reflects where his role is headed Sunday. So Ray McCloud is going to make his debut wearing a, you know, Akeem Nicks jersey. Good. Cordell Flott was jogging on the side as he ramps up in concussion protocol, but it's TBD whether he can clear. They need that guy, man. They need him. Jermaine Illuminor was running on the outdoor field. So it appears he's not practicing. Daniel Bellinger was working with the strength coach, doing some jogging, stretching, but moving gingerly. He's probably out. Didn't see Paulson Adebo. He might have been outside with Illuminor. No real changes to yesterday. And Greg Van Roten and Jalen Hyatt, no real changes to yesterday other than Greg Van Roten and Jalen Hyatt being back at practice. Javon Holland moved well. Seems like he's trending towards playing. And that's good. You need more of your starters and your talented players to be able to compete. It's a home game. Guys have been out. They need this game. I think this would go a long way for the Giants to find a way to beat Kyle Shanahan's 49ers in their building. There will be planes flying above. The last thing I was wondering, so this kid that was flying the planes before the start dart era began, he rescheduled it. Right. Joshua Reynolds, 16-year-old high school junior from Bergen County, rescheduled the September 28th home game against the Chargers because that's when, you know, dart came out. So it was like, we're not going to do it then. Sunday marks the Giants' first afternoon home game since, which is the date that he's rescheduled it for. And he said, you know, they asked Reynolds, why did he decide to stick with his original plan message for Sunday's game, right? He was supposed to do this on the 28th, but dart came in. They won that game. He already paid for it, whatever, so you got to use it. It's crazy. Not too much change. He said, mostly the fact that the coaching staff has still been the same. Even though every year we've been getting new players, it's the same result. You can't keep trying the same thing that hasn't worked at all. I feel like people gave me the money because they wanted the message flown. Maybe it's better that it got delayed because we could see how the season progressed more. I never really thought about not doing it. So, if you're going to the game Sunday, look up. It's a bird. No, it's a plane. Dave is in Rockland County. Thanks for holding, Dave. You're on.
I have a question. Could you see the Yankees trading for a bigger... I know I might have asked you this. Could you see them trading for a big starting pitcher, then moving like a Luis Gil to the bullpen or Clark Schmidt to the bullpen?
They could trade Luis Gil. And I mean, Clark Schmidt, I don't know his timetable to return. It's probably going to be towards the like later half of next year. He's not really a factor. Yeah, I could see them trading for a starter, and Luis Gil could be in the trade. Or they could move Luis Gil to the pen. Why not? I don't know what Luis Gil is going to be.
The Yankees need to revamp their pen. That's a fact.
Yeah, but, I mean, we already can kind of, like, look at it and see. Like, that's why Cashman made the moves that he did at the deadline to get relievers with control that weren't rentals, because they're going to be in the pen next year. Bednar is going to be back. He's going to be the closer. I really do think they're going to offer Devin Williams and try and bring him back. He'll probably be the setup guy. I think Luke Weaver's gone. But I wouldn't be surprised if you see Camilo Duvall, Jake Bird, those guys back. I'm blanking on other guys.
I don't like Jake Bird.
No one does. That's another thing. When we talk about how, you know, Boone manages games, that game in Miami, he had to pitch every new pitcher. He had every guy that put on a Yankee jersey for the first time. You guys can all collectively go out there and blow the game together.
Be fair, even Bednar, his first game, did not do well his first game as a Yankee.
If in hindsight, if it seems like it's not working with Jake Bird and Camilo Duvall, maybe you go to somebody that has done it in a Yankee uniform. But at the time, they had a plan, and they don't deviate from their plan and their script. They just went straight with all the new guys.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It made sense until it didn't make sense, and then you're losing a game to the Marlins, and then you lose all three to the Marlins. And if you would have taken that series, your fate might have been different. But whatever. It is what it is.
Yep. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Dave. I don't know. Fernando Cruz. I was blanking on some of the names. Fernando Cruz. Expect him to be back. I got to see who's not, like, I think Mark Leiter Jr. might be done, which is perfectly fine. I don't need to see him come back. Yeah, he had a one-year deal. This is all stuff that we'll start researching and tapping into literally this weekend going into next week, because Major League Baseball is going to end, and it is going to be time for hot stove and who's staying and who's going, and then, you know, the Major League Baseball calendar and decisions being made on these guys. And honestly, I'm not there yet. I'm thinking about Yamamoto. And do I bet on Yamamoto to throw a complete game? Do I bet on the Dodgers to win and force a game seven? I think they do. I don't expect them to go out like this. Like, I had made the statement, I don't think anybody could beat the Blue Jays three games in a row. The Dodgers can't go down losing three in a row. Like, they can't lose the last two in their building, go to Toronto, lose that game, season done. Like, that would be pitiful. For the almighty Dodgers, the almighty deferrals, down in Miami, Nick, you're on the Fan in New York. What's up, Nick?
What's up? So, obviously, the first thing Yankees got to do is bring back Bellinger. But the most important thing is be the size that's at his last starter that can be out, Cole or Don, and maybe be out. And also, besides fixing the bullpen, how do the Yankees fix the offense? You look at the Blue Jays offense. Now they could have hit home runs, but they put the ball in play. Why can Yankees find hitters like that? like Stephen Kwan. Trade for Stephen Kwan, a good leadoff hitter. Just get on base, hit the ball, exactly what you need. And it puts pressure because you get on base and you have to pitch to the judge when people are on base. The Yankees don't have that. The Dodgers have those kind of hitters. The Yankees don't have the hitters, and you wonder why they don't hit them in the postseason. They could mash, but they can't in the postseason. And I want them to win for a judge. Judge has to win. I'm a dire Yankee fan. I can't see my team lose every single year. Cashman got to step up his game.
Great right? call, Nick. Great call. I'm with you, man. I'm a diehard Yankee fan, too. We got to do it for Judge. Judge came through. We didn't do it. How come we don't have more Ernie Clements? How come we don't have more Dalton Varshaws and Addison Bargers and David Schneiders? I mean, I'm getting tired of it, man. I'm not going to hold you. Like, it's so corny how, like even, like, Yankees Twitter now, all of a sudden, it's just like, why don't we have what they have? We have a bunch of guys that hit home runs and that got it done in the regular season. They didn't get it done in the postseason. And, yeah, they also relied on guys like Volpe and Wells in the bottom of the order, Trent Grisham, who turned back into a pumpkin. It sucks. It is what it is. They built that team. They developed that team. Good for them, you know. Hard to know that Andrés Giménez was going to be what he is with them this year. But, like, not for nothing, George Springer's hit, like, literally series-winning bombs. Vladdy's hitting bombs. I think he's got 8 homers in this postseason. Alejandro Kirk hits home runs. Like, Davis Schneider led the game off with a home run. Like, so, like, you need the home run, too. But, yeah, no, I don't know how the Yankees figure it out, because they rather die on the guys that they have than go get, like, you mentioned Stephen Kwan. Yeah, sure, everybody would want a Stephen Kwan. Honestly, I want a leadoff hitter. Who's the Yankees' leadoff hitter? I don't need Trent Grisham back on this team. I wouldn't give Trent Grisham the qualifying offer anyway. Like, after what I saw, like, Trent Grisham, for two reasons. Trent Grisham, what I saw in the postseason, not interested. How are you so clutch in the regular season, postseason, dud? And then I would believe that he can't duplicate what he did in the regular season again. That was just a product of betting on himself, walk year, kind of under the radar on a team with all these other guys, and boop, here comes Trent Grisham. You know, caught some pitchers sleeping and caught some, like, weaker competition. Like, you know, wasn't able to homer off of guys like Crochet. Wasn't able to homer off of guys like Kevin Gausman. Like, I don't know. I have soured on Trent Grisham. Even his defense. When you talk about the laissez-faire country club Yankees, he's the definition. He's out to lunch. He's chilling. And like, he had a hamstring issue all year from spring training, and it kind of lingered. I mean, we've seen him track the ball down, but, like, nah, I'm not paying Trent Grisham. Who is the Yankees' leadoff hitter? That is at the top of the list for me. That's at the top of the list for me. They went from Gleyber Torres to this year figuring it out with, like Austin Wells. Austin Wells, Paul Goldschmidt. Trent Grisham, Ben Rice. Like, we never had one. That's the thing. If you got that many leadoff hitters, you don't truly have one. And then when you get to the bottom of the order, like, we're going to be relying on Jose Caballero, bros. Get ready for it. And, like, Ryan McMahon, Austin Wells, when Volpe comes back. Like, it's not good enough. I don't know. But, like, I am getting tired of, like, the glazing that is going down with this roster and these guys that the Blue Jays have. It's like, I don't know. Nobody wanted Miles Straw. Right? Ty France was with the Mariners. He became available to them. Nobody wanted IKF. IKF was on our team. Wasn't good. So, like, they just, I think the biggest thing, too, with the Blue Jays that, you know, and I've been saying it, but people have been leaving it out. It is a team, and they have team chemistry. Those guys are pulling the same rope. They believe in each other. One guy goes down, next man up. Like, they have just caught lightning in a bottle. They're on a magic carpet ride from Treya Savage to just any of these guys. Like I said, these guys have become household names. Ernie Clement, Addison Barger, Dalton Varsho, Davis Snyder. Nobody was talking about these guys. You had to, like, do research on them. I did. I was talking about Davis Snyder's from Jersey. He's one of the better players to come out of Jersey in recent time. Ernie Clement looks like a young Aaron Boone. But he's, like, Ernie Clement has been around. He's just having a hell of a year. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it, and I don't think that in one offseason the Yankees are just going to be able to turn into the Blue Jays. And I also don't necessarily want them to be. You got to mash. You do got to hit home runs. You can't tell me that they're just going to, like, they do have to limit some of the striking out, and they do have to find some guys to hit for average. But where? Judge is going to be in right field. Let's assume Belly comes back as in center. Dominguez is in left. Ben Rice is at first base. Jazz is at second base. Caballero, Volpe at shortstop. Ryan McMahon at third. Like, that's your team. That is your team. Austin Wells is going to catch. Get me a right-handed catcher that can hit and platoon with Austin Wells. Where do they find that at? They had Augustin Ramirez, but you give him up to get Jazz Chisholm. I don't have the answers. Mario's in Elmwood Park, New Jersey on the Fan. My last call of the night. You got it, Mario.
Yes, thank you, Keith. Listen, I believe that the Yankees aren't going anywhere if they don't move on from Rice, if they don't move on from Chisholm, if they don't move on from Wells. And they have to get Tucker, and they have to re-sign Bellinger. And they have to put on Amed Rosario, and they have to play Caballero more often, because all these guys that could hit, you know, they were on the bench all the time. Boone didn't use them. He didn't even use them in the playoffs.
Well, they'd have to sign Amed Rosario. He was on a 1-year deal. He was a rental. Like, his contract expired.
It doesn't matter.
I know. They can bring him back. It's not like he's going to be a hot commodity. If he wants to come back, sure.
Jeez, when Rosetta Mario played, what did he do? He hit.
Yeah, and I don't know. Even there was a narrative that if they were going to start him in game one of the wild card, why didn't they give him more run? I remember having a show after that Minnesota series where a caller was out there and was like, he was sitting away from the team. He was disgruntled. And I'm like, yeah, because he's watching Caballero start all these games and he's not getting any opportunities to play. I can almost guarantee you they will not get both Kyle Tucker and Cody Bellinger. I can almost guarantee you they're not gonna do it.
So
it's gonna be one or the other.
Win.
Yeah, sure.
That's why they don't win, Keith.
They could afford them both. But I think they will go Cody Bellinger because he can play all three outfield positions in first base. He just did it in pinstripes, and he's gonna be cheaper.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they get Bellinger.
I think so. I think Bellinger wants to be here. So I think ultimately he's gonna tell Scott Boras get it done.
They never had a ball player with multi-dimensional play, you know, like Bellinger has.
Yeah, he is a ball player.
What can the guy do?
He could have done a little more in the postseason, but, like, his two-strike approach, putting the ball in play, his defense, his knowledge of the game, they need him. He, you know,
By the way, in the postseason, I believe
he was hurt.
Ballinger's heel was hurt.
I was at the game.
Did you see that last at bat?
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, Mara. He was hurt. But what's he going to say? I can't go? Play Dominguez? I do expect him to be back, but that's not enough. And I don't expect him to also get Kyle Tucker. So. Jason Dominguez, be ready to be an all-star this year. Spencer Jones, be ready to be, I don't know. This is going to be fun, but not really. It's going to suck. They got to sign Alex Bregman. Any interest in the Yankees getting Pete Alonso, Keith? Why don't we go get JT Realmuto? There's your catcher to platoon with Austin Wells. Big Mac's coming up next. Thanks for listening to my show and watching on YouTube. Stay there. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.